This week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week is no stranger to us here at WFSK. As a matter of fact, we have been playing her music now for the last couple of years, and happy to welcome her back in our spotlight. Several years back, this young lady was brought on under the Artist of the Week umbrella in Emerging New Talent, and since that time, she has really stepped up like crazy. I mean, this really done just boom. And we want to welcome back to the spotlight saxophonist Jasmine Gent. What's up, baby girl? How you doing?
I am doing good. Life is good. I'm here in Florida, so it's not as cold as some other places.
Well, we are so glad that we have some of your time. I know you got so many things on your plate and your schedule, and you have, dual careers going on. And to get a window into Jasmine's world is a beautiful thing. Now, we have been playing some cuts from your brand new release, and I'm excited about it. It is Jasmine Gent's third project, fourth, second?
It's not fourth. It is actually my third. It's my third CD, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay, Work With It is the single, and the story of jazz, and Work With It is really, really a nice cut. And I could tell with that one that you have progressed and changed so much and grown up in such a way that clearly, you know, things are looking up for you. You are a lovely young lady. Whoever picked out your hair and your outfit here did good. The colors and everything are beautiful on here. On the cover.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, very nice. And now, Jasmine, you want to let the audience know who's on the project with you, who wrote it, who produced it, etc.
Well, oh my goodness, it's a lot of, as you know, a lot of hands that go into making a CD. Some collaborations are Jeff Lorber, which is so awesome that we did two songs on there together. James Lloyd from Pieces of a Dream. We also have Philippe Sace, which is on the first single I came out with, Heat, which mm-hmm. is kind of a Latin vibe song. And Kim Scott is on there, so it's a mixture of many musicians.
Well, you have roster there that you just mentioned, you know, are the establishment. you know, Lord, I mean, you know, James Lloyd, you know, those cats, you know, they bring so much, and Philippe Sayz, they bring so much to the table. How did you play at a festival or somewhere where you met them?
Well, that's the crazy thing. With music, as you know, especially contemporary jazz, it's a small world. So you go to a festival, you know, you go to all these different festivals, and you run into a lot of the same people. So Jeff Lorber, I had seen him at maybe like three festivals, and then we knew a mutual friend, and sometimes you kind of have to just take that leap. I had a conversation with him, and then we just discussed on working on a song together. And we also just talked about, like, the music business, and he was giving advice, so that's how that came about. And same for James Lloyd. I haven't met Philippe Sayz in person, but mm-hmm. for the most part, all of those people, the producer, Ron Jenkins, I met him at a festival mm-hmm. as well. And he plays with Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, you know, Chuck Lowe before he passed.
Right.
And he also tours with Anita Baker. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
Now, this huge groove in the house, the Groove House, House of Groove,
yes.
had a hand in this project too, right?
He did. It was so awesome. I recorded the saxophone mm-hmm. part. Of course, him being an awesome saxophonist.
Oh, yes.
You know, I remember maybe 3 years ago, he was telling me about, hey, if you need anything, you know, done with any of your songs or anything like that, you mm-hmm. know, just let me know. He was just being really nice. And again, give me an ear about business, telling me, you know, advice. And I took him up on that, like, but it was 2-3 years later. Mm-hmm. So I recorded all the songs in his studio in California.
Mm. Wow. Groove is, he's in his own category. You know, does that make sense?
He is. And the funny thing, even working with someone, you start to see, like, their personality mm-hmm. and how they are. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was just something I know that is an amazing experience I'll never forget.
Well, what did, and being so he's the kind of, he plays hard. And you feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he puts the thump in there.
Yeah.
What is it that, as a saxophonist yourself, that you learned from him, technique or breathing or what?
Well, he has his own unique sound, which I love. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he was not only just like saxophone techniques, but just ideas with music. Like, mm-hmm. sometimes you listen to something and you might not think it's a cool hook.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might not think it's a hit, and, you know, you have another set of ears, and then he's like, no, this is the hit, like, right here, or this mm-hmm. is the hook right here. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it gave me another look at the music,
mm-hmm.
which helped it kind of elevate to another level.
Yeah, no question. And I guess the same I could say about James Lorber, or Felice. Mm-hmm. Felice mm-hmm. says they all have... And, you know, you could hear a Lorber song. You could hear a song and know it's Lorber. You know, you can hear the piano and know it's James Lorber, the Pieces of a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know this signature sound. Do you think you have your signature yet?
You know, that's tough because, to me, you know, as a musician, you're trying to reach this never-ending goal, you know. Mm-hmm. And I do, but I'm also developing it, you know, just, mm-hmm. you know, and that's one thing about this CD, how it's called The Story of Jazz. It's mm-hmm. like what makes me who I am, my small time on this earth thus far, what have I learned, mm-hmm. what lessons, and what sound am I going for, and
mm-hmm.
and I'm also realizing to go for what I like. What do I like to listen to? That's mm-hmm. what I want to record. Because mm-hmm. sometimes with music, you can feel tugged in different directions.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. So what were you feeling? You must have been feeling some kind of way about the music and jazz on this one, because this is really by far the very top of your projects. This is it, girl.
I feel good about it. There's messages within the songs that I... Again, my little time on this earth that I am learning and, mm-hmm. you know, and working on. So the song with Jeff Lorber, it's entitled Amends, and it's all about just making peace with the past and mm-hmm. forgiving and mm-hmm. letting things go and things. And that's something in my personal life, you know, I am working on, and I know that many people were on that same journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another song, Self-Love. I mean, it's hard to love someone else if you don't love yourself.
That's true now. That's the fact. That's the fact.
And another song is entitled Love Is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what are these things? You know, you see love, whether it's with family, you know, friendship, relationship, you mm-hmm. know, your spouse. What is love? You know, not just the easy things, but... you know, all the components of love.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all things that I think about and I just put in music.
Yeah. Well, and I would tell you I told your mom I appreciate the fact that you did slide a gospel jazz song on there.
I have to.
Thank you. Because I use it. Pulled it off and put it in the gospel jazz show on Sundays because it was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very, very beautiful what you did. And what made you make the decision? Because some artists would never do that.
You know, that is, first of all, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for God, because there's so many things where I'm like, I don't know how, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I do know, and it's God has brought me here.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up playing in the church. I mean, it's just a part of me. So... I can't imagine having a CD without, you know, being true to who I am.
Amen. Well, I'm glad. Thank you. Because I, you know, it's not as much out there in the musical atmosphere of gospel jazz. And, you know, I have to snatch and pull cuts off of various people's projects. They always put them towards the end. And I am letting you know that I've already done it. You're welcome. I've already done it. And at Christmas time, Jasmine, we were also, you did a Christmas. Was that your first one, that first single for Christmas?
No, I actually had another one the year before.
Okay.
And I forgot to say this as well. With this new CD, which my first song, Heat, how that was on Billboard. It was like top 10 with Billboard.
Yes.
I also just got a nomination for a NAACP Image Award.
Well, I was going to tell them. Hold up.
Oh,
girl.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. I'm working my way toward that.
I know.
Well, I wanted to work my way toward that. And, you know, I don't have a lot more time with you because you are dual careers. But congratulations on being you were in the Billboard top 10, weren't you?
Yes, with the Latin song.
Yes.
That was with Sleep Face.
Yes. And what about compared to what? Was that top 10 as well?
Compared to what was not top 10. It was on Billboard, so it was like top 20.
Okay, excellent. Well, the fact remains that you were on that chart, and that is one of the industry's most respected charts. And a lot of people haven't even ever made it on there. So to me, like, that's an incredible thing that you have done. Now, before we go to what your accolades are of today, let me take you back a little bit. Those that may not know this or are new to finding out who you are, Jasmine Gent is this week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week. And she burst onto the scene a couple of years ago and was not so long ago a student right down the street from here at the illustrious Tennessee State University, where she received her master's degree. And, of course, the TSU family is quite proud of you. You took that education, and you have done some wonderful things with it. Besides music, you also teach school?
I do, which is, oh, goodness. I love teaching. I love playing, but it can definitely be a juggle.
I am certain. And what do you teach, and what grade?
I teach music, and I teach elementary, so I teach K through 5.
Okay. Wow, you teach music to K through 5. And what do they think about their teacher being a celebrity and everything?
No, they don't. You know, I don't share too many, many things with my students. Sometimes I play my saxophone for them.
Uh-huh.
But they're very supportive. I love just having the opportunity to work with them. I believe I see it as just a honor to even work with them. And because that means it's an influence on the future.
Absolutely.
Of music.
Do they understand, you know, are they getting it because, you know, they grew up on YouTube and videos and all kind of stuff. Are they getting it to see a live person perform music or the way you teach in the classroom?
You mean, are they getting exposure to this?
Yeah, I mean, are they feeling it? Like they would want to be so inspired and so moved to want to play an instrument themselves.
That's always my goal. And I think within the student, there has to be that spark, but I always want to be that person that's like, you can really do this. I see so much potential in you.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you try this or try that? Or, you know, I take on that responsibility to let them be exposed and play different instruments.
Definitely. Well, because, you know, everything is technology and, you know, click and push. But, I mean, know, to actually pick up a horn or, you know, to play the actual keyboard yourself is, or drums with drumsticks, is a different realm than click, point, shoot, you know. It's different.
Oh, yes.
Now, you, additionally, you have been on the road a lot. So I imagine you have gotten this juggling thing down real good. You've played at so many different festivals around, really around the world. Where will you be in the coming months?
I'm so excited. I'm going to be on the Dave Koz cruise, actually.
Are you?
I was invited to play on the cruise, and it's going to Australia. And it's going to be for 2 weeks. They have two voyages, two, you know, groups of people. So I'm beyond excited. And, you know, just to work with all these musicians that I love their music. Jeff Lorb is actually going to be on that. Or Everett Harp, Candy Dulfer, Richard Elliott, Rick Braun, Peter White. So I'm, you know, preparing for that and looking forward to it.
Weren't you doing the four-time, weren't you with Jazz and Pink?
Yes. I even like started with Jazz and Pink. This was back when I was living in Nashville.
How was that?
So we were just in New York. Oh, you know what's funny? The first time I played with them, it was in Texas, and I had never traveled and like played for a festival, so it was new for me. I was kind of hiding backstage. Not even kind of. I was. And Alfio and Renee was playing there, and it was just, I mean, she's awesome. But I was back there just like, oh, my goodness, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, so I thank God for growth and for more in the future. But I always think back to that because, you know, that was very foreign to me, you know, playing at a festival, traveling, all of that.
Yeah. And being with the grown ladies like that. Okay.
Yes. That definitely wasn't the easiest thing, but it was a good way to break in.
Yeah, no question about it. And I know that you have to get in the classroom here shortly, but a couple of things I wanted to ask you about before we wrap. And I was just really blown away by this wonderful blessing of your nomination to the NAACP Image Awards 50th coming up on later on this month. I know your family was like, your mom was probably shouting or something, I'm sure, to have her baby girl get a nomination for Outstanding Jazz Album. And you are up here with some super names. When did you find out about it?
It was actually really funny. I found out during school, and it was at an assembly at my school, and I got a call from Ben Tankard because I didn't know. You know, you can't have your phone all the time, but I saw his call, so, you know, I was about to call him back, and then he texted me and told me, and I'm like, what? I'm like, congratulations for what? So it was definitely a pleasant surprise, and I do want to give a shout-out to Ben Tankard, him being just so supportive, and you know, everyone's not like that, so I'm thankful for him.
Well, you know, you have a connection to him, you know that, right?
I'm sorry,
you remember your connection to him?
I sure do.
No, you opened for him here at Fisk University, and you know, some stuff works because God said so, and a lot of stuff does,
you know, I have to say, Ms. Sharon, that you know, from day one have always been so supportive.
Thank you.
Of just my music and just playing, you know, when I first started my first EP, you know, taking a listen and giving it a chance, and I do, you know, I don't take that lightly at all, and I thank you so much.
Well, when you come to Nashville, you can just give me my big hug then, see.
Definitely.
And you know what's so ironic here, and many of the people remember you and remember Ben's performance that came to support, it was a fundraiser for the station, and came to support the station, and a lot of them saw you perform for the first time, and I can't help but tell you how surreal it is when he is also nominated on the same award with you. So I'm like, okay, Lord. This is no wonder he reached over to you. Because both of you all are on here. I'm like, what?
It's definitely surreal.
Oh, man. We had a feature with Ben, Artist of the Week, and it just happened to be his birthday at the 1st of January, January 8th, I think it was. And he was on his way to his first number one, and then he subsequently became number one. But it took him 30 years to get a number one on the Billboard chart song, and he remained there for a couple of weeks. So, I mean, you are in really... Of the five nominees in this category for the NAACP Image Award, you are in some mighty tall cotton, sister. You are just standing out. I mean, standing out in this. John Batiste, Christian Sands, Camille Thurman, Ben Tankard, and Jasmine Gent are the five. This one's going to be tough. What do you think?
You know what? They're all amazing artists. It's an honor to be amongst them.
Yes.
And, you know, whichever decision it is, I know that, you know, it's just well-deserved. So.
Well, it is, and I know you got to go, but you're on here with some incredibly great people. Jasmine, tell the audience where they can find out more about you, your schedule, and what you'll be up to.
It will be on jasminegentmusic.com and Jasmine Gent for Facebook and Instagram.
Excellent. Well, I know you got to go because it's time for this classroom, time for the children to come on in. Well, you, Jasmine, thank you so much. And you have a good rest of the day and good luck on the NAACP Image Award.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You hear them coming in now.
Yes, I do.
So
I know you got to go. Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.